Spirit of life-giving love and love-giving life, Spirit of a beautiful late summer day. Spirit of community gathered together, some who are here for the very first time, some returning after time away, some who have been here week in and week out, year after year. We are gathered here now, all of us, as a community of memory and a community of hope. May we be buoyed by the experience of our coming together. May we be held up into the light, bathed by the rains that cleanse and the rivers that clean. May we be healed where we are sick and broken. May we be strengthened where we are weak. And may we be ever grateful for the many blessings that are a part of our lives. Let us hold this moment together in quiet. Amen. Zillion years to the earliest days of humankind, the people in the grasslands of Africa gathered in their tribes and in their villages among their people around the community fire. And that everlasting light was manifested in the community fire. We gather around our community fire every week. We begin by lighting our chalice, and that everlasting light represents the larger everlasting light for us. We gather around, and as in days of old, we tell stories that we find and make meaning that help us to get through our days and get through our nights, get through our weeks, so that we can find in them meaning and hope. So here's the piece that I would like you to take away. It's two parts. The first part is, light is something that we receive. Light holds us, light heals us, and if we are receptive to the holding and the healing, light is always a gift. And we come together from week to week as we begin our congregation year, or wherever we might be in that year, we come together to sit together in the light, that we might be healed, that we might be made more whole. And then the other part of it grows out of that. The light we receive then shines through us. And our responsibility in response to that gift of light is to let it shine through the things that we do, the actions that we take as individuals and as a congregation, the light that shines through us so that we can help to illuminate the things that need to be seen, so that we can be there to do the things that we need to do. So the everlasting light that guides us upon our way that I want to share with you in this 30-second homily this morning is the light that first of all heals and second of all becomes a part of our way of healing the world around us. And that's there for us today and every day as we meet as a congregation, as we grow as a congregation, as we are in the world. And so my hope for you now, as always, if anybody would like to say it with me, is that your roots grow deep, your branches spread far, that you find the world to be a wonderful place and leave it even better for those who follow.
It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling toward its destination. Today you brought water, poured it into a common bowl. Though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came and shared in this sacred community. May you depart this sacred space, hearts filled with hope for new beginnings and a fresh start. May the prayers of our hearts and the songs of our lips shared in this holy hour of worship be with us now and in all the days to come. As we extinguish our chalice, our worship is ended. Let our service begin.